So let's review. In the previous Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph, it is mentioned that before a woman may remarry, she must wait at sheyehei lohen shlosh chadashim, a period of 3 months from the end of the previous marriage. Now, the shaila is how many days are included in this waiting period. Reb Chiya bar Oven and Reb Chanina HaGadol say, Ma'arsin toich gimel, we do not require a full 90 days, but rather, rubei shel rishon, verubei shel shlishi, v'emtsoi shalom. It's sufficient to wait most of the first and third months and the entire second month, which amount to 62 days. However, a Amemer shara le'aris b'yem tishin. A Amemer disagrees and does require 90 days. However, he permitted a woman to accept erisin on the 90th day. Omli Ravashi la Amemer, Ravashi questions a Amemer. V'rav v'shmul damer tavayu tzrich l'hamtin gimel chadoshim chutz m'yem shemes boi v'chutz m'yem shenesar saboi. Rav and Shmuel both agree that she is required to wait 3 full months, which excludes the day her husband passed away and the day of the Erison. Amemer answers, Hahu le'inim me'neke sitma. The Rav and Shmuel d'amr tavayu tzrich l'hamtin chof dalot chaydish chutz m'yem shenelet boi v'chutz m'yem shenesar saboi. Rav and Shmuel were discussing the halacha of a nursing mother who, before remarrying, must wait a full 24 months, excluding the day the child was born and the day of the erison. The Gemara asks, V'ahi da'ovet su'udas erison b'yem tishim, v'yavse de rabba le'sudase. There was an incident where one made a su'udah for erison on the 90th day, and Rava canceled the su'udah, so it's clear that they were also discussing the 3-month waiting period. The Gemara answers, Ahi sudas nisuin havya. In that incident, the su'udah was for nisuin, but a su'udah for erison would be permitted on the 90th day. V'helchasa tzricha l'hamtin chavta al chaydish chutz miyem shenelid boi v'chutz miyem shenesar sabai. The final halach is that a menakis must wait 24 full months, excluding the day the child was born and the day of the erison. But tzricha l'hamtin gimel chadashim chutz miyem shemes boi v'chutz miyem shenesar sabai. And a woman who is remarrying must wait 3 full months, excluding the day her husband passed away and the day of the erison. The Gemara continues to clarify the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. However, before we do, let's review the opinions of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hanesuis yisarsu. Nesuis may accept erisin immediately, v'harusos yinasu. Arusos may get married by nesuin immediately. Of course, there is no issue of havchana. However, the Tanakama holds that both nesuis and even arusos must wait because of a gzera. Arusos otu nesuis. And both nesuis and even arusos must wait even to do erisin because of a gzeira, erisin otu nisun. Now, the Lashon HaMishnah is Reb Yosi Omer, kol hanoshim yisarsu. Simply understood, kol hanoshim means that even nesuos may accept erisin immediately, chot min almana, aside from a widow who must wait 30 days mimnei ha'ibo, because of hilchos avelos, the laws of mourning. According to this pshat, Reb Yosi agrees with Reb Yehuda in that hanesuos yisarsu v'harusos yinasu. He merely comes to add the halacha of avelos. However, the Gemara questions this halacha since during Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Toicha, the week of Tisha B'Av, or Kodim Ezman Hazeh, the week before, between Rosh Chodesh Av and the week of Tisha B'Av, when some halachas of Avelos apply, such as Asur L'Chabes, one may not wash their clothes, nevertheless, Mutar Li'Aris, one may do Erisin. Why would an Amana in the Shleishim, the 30-day period of mourning, not be allowed to do Erisin? Due to this question, the Gemara feels compelled to interpret the words of Rabbi Yosi. Lo yitem in Rabbi Yosi oimer kol anoshim yisarsu, ele eimer kol anoshim yinasu. To be speaking of nisuin and not of erisin as follows. Kol anoshim, even nisuois, may get married by nisuin immediately. But lesle Rabbi Yosi lahavchen, Rabbi Yosi holds that there is no chiv to wait. However, since this would be a big chiddush, the Gemara offers another answer. V'ba yisema l'oilam isle. Rabbi Yosi agrees that we are required to wait in order to distinguish the paternity of the child. The aim of Rabbi Yosi, Omer kol arusos gerushos yinasu. When Rabbi Yosi says kol anoshim yinasu, kol anoshim is referring to arusos only, who are gerushos, divorced, who may enter into nisuin immediately since there are no issues of havchana or of avelos. However, chutz min almanam ne'ibol almanas must wait 30 days because of avelos. The Gemara questions this ihachi, hainan Reb Yehuda. This seems to be the opinion of Reb Yehuda. What's the machloikis? Rashi points out, We cannot say it is the issue of avelus, because according to this pshat, we're speaking of nisuin, which Rabbi Yehuda certainly agrees is also in the shleishim. Therefore, we must say ikebeinayu nisua liaris. The machlekes is as follows: Rabbi Yehuda holds hanisuis yisarsu v'harusis yinasu, whereas Rabbi Yisi agrees with harusis yinasu, but disagrees with hanisuis yisarsu as follows. Rabbi Yehuda sav nisuim mutar liaris. Rabbi Yehuda says nisuis may do erisin immediately because there is no issue of havchana, and we are not geizer erisin ato nisuin. Rabbi Yisi sav nisua asura liaris. Or Rabbi Yisi says nisuis may not do erisin immediately, because we are geizer erisin ato nisuin, because she might come to do nisuin. Now, according to this pshat, Rabbi Yisi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that harusis yinasu. However, chutz b'namana memneha ibo. The Gemara questioned this as well, because v'almanam in the erisin mi islo ibo, we find in the Brisa that there is no requirement of avelis for a narusa. Due to this question, the Gemara goes back to the original pshat, according to the original lashon haMishnah Rabbi Yisi. Kol hanashim yisarsu. Kol hanashim means that even the suiz may do erisin immediately. And Rabbi Yisi is in complete agreement with Rabbi Yehuda in that hanesuiz yisarsu v'arusis yinasu. The machloikis is only in hilchas avelis. Rabbi Yisi says, chutz min almanam neho ibo. Performing erisin in the shleishim is also because of avelis. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not also because of avelis. This leaves us with the original question. Since erisin is muta in the Shabbos Chal Tisha B'Av B'Toicha, why, according to Rabbi Yisi, is it also in the Shleishim? Elam Rav Ashi explains that Rabbi Yisi differentiates between the two types of avelis. Shani avelis chadasha me'avelis yishana. V'shani avelis d'rabim me'avelis d'yachad. The avelis of Tisha B'Av is for an ancient and communal loss, which is less stringent. Therefore, erisin muta. The avelis of Dalmana is for a recent and personal loss, which is more stringent, therefore erisin aser. We will continue tomorrow with the Mishnah.